Hello, everyone. My name is Benjamin. I'm a graduate student at the University of Guam. And this talk is on parasitoid surveys in cycad habitats on the island of Guam. So some of you may not be familiar with where Guam is. It is a Pacific island in the northern Pacific Ocean. It's a United States territory about 2,500 kilometers east of the Philippines. And we have a native cycad, but I'll just quickly overview what cycads are. They're palm-like plants, but instead of producing true flowers like palms, they reproduce by cones. And we have one species called Cycas micronesica, which is the only cycad, well, the only gymnosperm in the Marianas. And it's a pretty unique tree species and was formerly... I got ahead of myself a little bit. Our species spans three island groups, Guam, just Rota, just north of Guam, Yap, a little further southwest, and Palau. And it's part of what's called the Cycas rumphii complex, which all members of this species complex have a flotation layer in the seeds, which is probably how they got to some of these distant oceanic islands. Since 2003, an accidental cycas-specific pest was introduced to Guam called cycad alocaspis scale, alocaspis yasumatsui, and we aren't sure how it got to Guam, but it was first detected in sort of a touristy area. And it's a piercing insect. It sucks from any soft tissue on the plant, including leaves, reproductive cones, parts of the stem and roots, and chronic infestation will eventually result in plant death. And since the introduction, it has caused an island-wide decline of our residential Cycas revoluta plants, as well as our in situ Cycas micronesica populations. So if you look there on the right, that was before the introduction of this pest, healthy cycads all over Guam. And just within a few years, this is what you would see, just chronic leaf death, plants dying. So it was listed as endangered by the IUCN in 2006, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service put Cycas micronesica as an endangered species just 3 years ago. So the remaining trees are not really reproducing, they're just trying to stay alive, and it's the only cycad species in the world that has become listed due to invasive insects. So what has been done since this tragedy has started? A permit was acquired to introduce this lady beetle, Rhizobius lopanthi, and it was released in 2005 in several sites on Guam, and it's established readily. We also attempted to introduce two species of parasitoid, Cocobius fulvus and Aphytus lignanensis, from Hawaii and Florida. That's the adult there on the left, and the exit holes from some of the adult scales there on the right. And they have not been able to establish on Guam, as far as we can tell. In other parts of the world, numerous parasitoids have been found on Philippine and Thailand cycas plants. And these parasitoids could not be identified to species level, so it indicates that they are unknown to science, which means that we cannot import any of these without a species name, so they need to be named. Another parasitoid, Arenophagus chianaspidus, was found to be fortuitously residing in a northern Guam site back in 2013, so it was found there. We didn't introduce it. Not sure how it got there, and it's unknown how widespread this parasitoid is. So it's unknown, are they in other parts of Guam? Do they contain the parasitoid? And do cycad plants that are in the residential areas and the commercial landscape contribute to sustaining this parasitoid? So this is what the organism looks like. We took these with an electron microscope. They're very small. That's it on the left there in a ethanol solution. We were able to rear out some of these. And they only parasitize the male scales for unknown reasons. So it's unknown if these and other parasitoids reside elsewhere in Guam. So just to contrast from the male scale, the cycad scale, there on the left is the adult, and it's characterized by this very long appendage, which it uses to inseminate the females. The parasitoid does not have that. And they also go through a crawler stage there on the left, which parasitoids don't have. So we wanted to see if in situ Cycas micronesica and urban Cycas plants contain parasitoids, and determine if the residential populations are contributing to sustaining the parasitoids populations. So we went out all over Guam. The red arrows indicate areas where there are still substantial Cycas micronesica populations, and the blue areas contain just still Cycas revoluta and micronesica plants that are in the landscape. So we selected five plants per habitat, and the five most infested leaflets per plant were collected based on a visual basis, and we reared these in mason jars with a wire mesh top, and they were placed in this large Percival growth chamber for 3 days, and on the fourth day, the jars were rinsed with 70% ethanol without removing the covering, and the rinsate was placed in pottles and inspected for parasitoids. So here's an example of some of the Cycas plants. The Cycas revoluta there on the left, and still some Cycas micronesica that are still alive in the landscape. So there, that revoluta plant on the left is characterized by the heavy infestation of the scale. So we're looking for plants that had a sort of this similar look, the chlorotic leaves, because they may be hosting the parasitoids. So we collected leaflets from these plants in the urban areas. And we also went out into the forest and collected leaflets from Cycas micronesica plants. So that plant on the left there is still alive, but not looking too healthy from the scale herbivory. And then that's me sampling leaflets from one of the resident in situ plants. So we reared them in this large growth chamber at 80% humidity. Here's a picture of the mason jar with the leaflets. So interestingly, we were not able to discern any parasitoids from any of the residential areas. So as far as we know, they're just not there, or if they are there, they're in extremely low populations, that they may not be contributing at all to the parasitoid population. Parasitoids found in two southern Guam sites had yielded parasitoids from a previous sampling season back in 2017, but this summer we could not find any of those parasitoids, so we're not sure what is going on there. No parasitoids were found in any other location except for Rotidian, so didn't really have a lot of data that could run some other tests, but more work should be done. If these parasitoids are present in the residential area, like as I said, they may not be contributing to reducing the Cycas elicaspis scale. And the Cycas micronesica populations are pretty fragmented from each other, and they're separated by residential areas. If there's not enough Cycas plants to connect these in situ populations, then it may the parasitoid may not have areas to travel in between. So this cycad-specific pest reduces the horticultural appeal of these plants in the landscape as well as in situ. So we suggest more effective biocontrol research is needed to restore the horticultural appeal of these plants in the landscape. And I believe that's it. So, questions?
Thank you for the presentation. Do we have questions?
Yes.
So is there an extension system associated with the university that is taking your information out? And how is the population being alerted to the situation?
We do have an extension service. I just want to clarify, I am not an entomologist. We do have a few entomologists that have been working on the problem for a number of years. But, excuse me. Guam has been undergoing some rapid changes in the last few decades, dealing with a lot more invasive insects. So the cycads have kind of taken a backseat to some of the new agricultural pests, including the main one that's attacking our coconut palms. So I don't think anyone else is really working on that, but the public does know. There are some extension handouts, but no one else is really working on trying to get these parasitoids identified and introduced, which would help the situation.
What would happen if you have trees where you suspect that there are parasitoids on? Just clip the leaf or a fringe off and walk it over to areas where you don't find any, but you have the infestation, and just leave it there. Parasitoids potentially spread there?
They could. Well, this parasitoid, it only affects the males for unknown reasons. We're not sure. The parasitoids could be hanging out in areas in just so low numbers they may not be doing much. So more research is needed in that regard. The three-day metric was sort of a trial and error thing that we had tried because the entomologists that we have at the University of Guam, they're not really, they don't have expertise in this dealing with these kind of insects. So we tried to rear them out for a day or two. We didn't see anything. We tried for longer, and I think they had died and shriveled up. So to get the best looking samples, we found that 3 days kind of works for this one. So.